Our second case concerns inmate Troy Davis, who next Wednesday faces a scheduled execution for the fourth time. He's received three stays of execution. In 1991, he was convicted of a 1989 murder of an off-duty police officer. And since the trial, seven of nine witnesses have recanted or changed their testimonies, which has created the global sort of controversy over this case. Orlando Montoya, reporter for Georgia Public Broadcasting, joins us from Savannah. Orlando, what is the issue at stake? And there is a clemency hearing on Monday. Who's going to weigh in at that hearing?
Well, from the clemency hearing, you'll have the families of both sides there presenting their cases. And from all the experts that I've talked to, I've spoken to three experts, and they pretty much agree that Troy Davis doesn't look good for Troy Davis's case at the clemency hearing, because the Supreme Court has weighed in on this. It's gone all the way up to the Supreme Court and all the way back down to the Federal District Court here in Savannah, and the board has denied him clemency before, and it's heavily weighted with law enforcement officers and corrections officers, so they don't expect him to get past that clemency.
There have been about 600,000 petition signatures delivered to the Pardon and Parole Board. Does the state of Georgia have one of these rules that prevents the examination of exculpatory evidence of fact after a jury's verdict?
I don't know that, but I do know that there has been a lot of doubt raised in this case because of the recanted testimony. The seven of the nine witnesses have changed their testimony, and what troubles some of the Davis supporters in particular is that no jury has heard the evidence of the recantation. It has been heard by a judge who has declared that Troy Davis is not clearly innocent, but there's a wide gulf between clearly innocent and guilty beyond a reasonable doubt. And I think that's what troubles them most.
Orlando Montoya, before we go, how controversial is this case for corrections officers and for law enforcement officers in the state of Georgia?
Well, they are particularly interested in seeing Troy Anthony Davis get the justice that he was sentenced to 20 years ago. They think it's a slap in the face that he has been allowed to continue for 20 years on death row. So you do have both sides in this very emotional issue, and it has become a focal point worldwide, and that's why so many people are interested in it.
The Texas case we just spoke about was injected into the presidential campaign because Rick Perry's been asked to review this case. Any sign of national politics in this particular case, or is it local?
This is definitely worldwide. I mean, Pope John, the Pope has weighed into it. Jimmy Carter, everyone around the world is watching this case.
And a clemency hearing on Monday. The execution is scheduled in Georgia for Wednesday. Orlando Montoya, thanks so much.
Thank you.
Orlando Montoya is a reporter for Georgia Public Broadcasting, talking about the case of inmate Troy Davis, who was convicted of a 1989 murder scheduled for execution on Wednesday.